This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Pamela, how do you recommend people deal with these things when there's things that they cannot control?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's one of the five pillars. So there's a whole chapter in my book which has a lot of different stuff on this, because this was the hardest of all five pillars. This I call surrender. It's the hardest. It was the hardest. It still is the hardest, because surrender for most of us has like this very negative connotation. Like for me, I was like, hell no, I'm never going to surrender. You know, like I'm never. And then because we feel like it's giving up. If we stop that fight, if we accept that things are out of our control, in our mind, that's like weakness. And that's giving up. And it's actually completely the opposite. It's saying I can come at this from a place of trust and faith. And it doesn't matter at all like what we believe about God or spirituality or religion or any of that stuff. What I say is just look around at life. Like life is all around us. Like the sun rises, the sun sets, like the water, the tides, plants sprout, they grow. Like there is a life force that we are part of. Like we are that. And it is much bigger than we are. And there's a great Marianne Williamson quote, like you can try to control everything in your life, or you can let the same force that keeps the planets in orbit and, you know, the sun rising and setting, you can let that do some of the work. Mm-hmm. And so it was a real shift around, okay, if I can find a little openness to trusting that there is some life force, maybe it's just my gut, maybe it's just not just my mind, but maybe there's something more, you know, intuitive or something more going on. When those things come that are out of our control, then we can start that whole serenity prayer thing. Like, I know that I'm going to have the courage to change everything that I can. And I'm going to find that acceptance, the serenity to accept the things that are out of our control, which includes things that have already happened. And I'm sure you're with me on this, that a lot of the stuff I used to fight, it had already happened. So what kind of energy am I wasting? Energy that I want to use to be making things better. Wasting energy fighting something that actually already happened. And then, of course, there are things that haven't happened yet, but they are out of our control. And if we waste energy trying to control the things that are out of our control, we're going to be exhausted and we're going to be leaking all of that power that we want to be using in this focused, powerful way to make the things in our control powerful.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
The Business Leadership Series is brought to you by The Artist Evolution, an aspirational agency creating memorable brands and marketing campaigns. Learn more at MarketingStrategyHero.com.